to be. And do you remember when they announced when the new episodes would be on?
Yeah, right. March 2006.
Okay. And we're sitting there on our couch going, it's May 2005.
Right.
So the two of us sat there like idiots going,
basically a year from
May,
now. Yeah.
June, July, August, September, October, November, December, January, February, March. 10 months from now.
Right.
10 months from now.
Yeah.
Okay, HBO.
Premiering in March of 2006.
We'll be ready.
Nice job, HBO.
Right. No, it was all about how much they enjoyed being together and what a good time they have. Well, that's nice for them, but we don't get to see the show.
Yeah, there was lots of stuff that leads you to believe that the show's coming right back because they had, what's his name, James Gandolfini on camera,
right.
And he was saying, well, it takes a while, but I get into the character of being Tony again.
I mean, you would think if they're actually working now, that we might be able to see something. Hey, let's be conservative by September. But we're not going to see any.
No.
Yeah, you got to make Star Wars movies faster. Then they make The Sopranos.
I don't understand. I know we've talked about it before, and we've tried to get a fix on why this happens. Is it because of the writing, as far as the way he writes the scripts?
Yes,
it takes a long time.
David Chase gets a
script idea, and it just takes a long time to refine it.
I also think HBO has something to do with it, because once a season is over, then they have no real calling card for selling. You think they're not going to be selling like crazy from now until March because there's a new season coming up?
Oh, you mean they're not excited about that new Lisa Kudrow show?
Yeah, that's right. Hasn't that been canceled yet? And they're bringing back Entourage.
Oh, God,
so
I hate that.
Oh,
I mean, I love that.
I mean, you have the coat.
Stop it. They sent us free stuff.
They have great clothes.
All right, darling. I love you.
I love you too, sweet.
All right. I'll see you.
Okay. Bye.
I just didn't remember when the date was, but I know that we were both sitting there on the couch. Our jaws dropped.
Yeah.
Watch this thing. It's like, do you like The Sopranos? They're coming back. And we're like, yeah.
Isn't it the only show in the history of television that has that slow a production schedule?
Yes.
Where they're actually, where it would be considered a current television show,
yeah.
But you go, what, 2 years between...
Mm-hmm. It's not, taken them 10 years, I guess, to do 5 seasons, right?
Not current anymore, especially since Christopher is, like, on Law & Order all the time now. I don't know what happened to the brother on Law & Order, but they wrote that guy out for a while.
Black John Cusack?
Yeah, that's right, BJC.
I have to credit my wife on that. She says, you know, he looks like a black John Cusack.
Please tell her I disagree. I think he looks like a black Joan Cusack.
Same thing.
Yeah, there's really no difference. Joan, whatever it is, I hope they kill a lot of people on The Sopranos when they come back.
Or just, if it takes that long, wait for him to die.
Yeah. Hold on a second. What am I doing here? Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yes, Jay.
Yeah, hello, Jay. You're on the air.
Oh, okay. I was just calling. Edie Falco, she's had cancer. That's why we stopped going for a while.
Now, that's an old story about Edie,
yeah.
Edie Falco and the Big C.
What?
Yeah, but that's, I mean, they've always had a slow production schedule.
Yeah, now the reason for the delay is David Chase just takes a long time to write the episode.
Thank you, my friend. Big C. Hello. Don and Mike show. I'll tell you who the Big C was.
Oh, for you.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike, how are you?
Hi, we're great, thanks.
Hey, did you see the Law & Order with Lorraine Bracco over the weekend?
Oh, I did. You know, and that bothers me as well, seeing these actors.
Yeah.
Like, Lorraine Bracco, she's Dr. Melfi.
Right? Dr. Okay? Melfi shouldn't be, you feel like she's betraying you by going on other shows?
She's on Law & Order. She's on the same, maybe it was a different Law & Order, but they all seem to be the same.
No.
The same one as Christopher. You know, it's like, hold on a second. This Christopher...
Right.
Dr. Melfi. Yeah, agreed.
Well, don't TV stars, they get paid per episode.
Right.
Yeah. So this has got to be killing the actors.
Yeah,
they have to eat.
In the case of Lorraine Bracco, not only is she having to work on Law & Order, she's having to do those awful commercials for the pills if you're depressed.
Yeah.
Have you seen those commercials?
Yeah, right. Yeah. But then she's got to eat. If you've seen Lorraine Bracco, she's really got
to
eat.
She has to eat.
She's not missed a meal.
No.
But I'll say this on her behalf. She is no Kelly Ripa.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, she's always had that going on.
You know what I'm saying? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, what's going on? Mike,
got
how you
going
doing?
On?
It would be really hard to find a really popular celebrity, a female celebrity who everybody thinks is hot and cute,
right.
Who has a smaller chest than Kelly Ripa.
Hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey, okay.
Hey, the brother's not on Law & Order right now because they're filming the movie Rent, and he was one of the original cast members of the play, and that's why Christopher's filling in.
Oh, all right. Thank you, my friend.
Hey, how's it going?
And that guy's name, like, wasn't he one of the three names? It was like Jesse L. something. Isn't that the guy's name? The actor on Law & Order?
Jesse L. Martin.
Jesse L. Martin.
I'm thinking of who would you do, Helen Hunt or Lorraine Bracco?
Helen Hunt. even though she's hit the abutment.
Yeah, I mean, I know I didn't see her in that particular HBO show, but
her face looks like Mac Davis. She's got those big,
she's
braggy. You know, but the thing is, I don't think like Mac Davis. I don't think she's a lifelong smoker, chewer, drinker.
Some people just have that kind of skin.
But she's got that real haggard
she
look.
She should stay out of the sun.
She's...
Leather face.
Who looks better? Helen Hunter or Eddie Albert?
Oh. Right now?
Right now.
After he's been all done up?
Yep.
Yeah, probably Eddie Albert.
Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Hey, listen, I just wanted to call and talk about Kelly Ripa, because you're always saying how funny she is.
Yeah, I think she's fantastic.
I think she sucks.
Why?
Because she has the tendency to replay the same joke that she said like 10 times.
Well, that's the format, though. That's the format of having a talk show.
Listen, she's sitting up there with a 73-year-old man.
Who can't hear the dinner bell.
She's the only one holding that show together.
That's true.
She sucks.
You don't think she's... Well, how do you stack her up against Kathy Lee?
You know, I got to be honest. I'm 28. I didn't watch Regis and Kathy Lee when she was on the air.
Uh-huh.
So, but, you know, I tune him in daily just because I want to see what, you know, the fuss is all about with you. And I think that she's just awful. I don't think she's good.
Do you think she's phony?
Well, of course she's phony.
Listen, here's the thing.
Do you think your opinions really matter? Do you think everything revolves around you?
What
do you
think? Absolutely not.
What about no, you do, though, because you thought it was important to call in.
What about her concave chest, though?
It's nasty.
Yes.
It's nasty.
And you can print that because that's her opinion.
Now, hold on a second. I don't want to go so far as to say it's nasty. It doesn't make her totally... It doesn't repel me from her.
It's weird.
She's weird. Boy, you really do hate her.
Wow.
No, and the thing is, I've been watching her forever. I don't mind her as a person, I guess. It's just a matter of...
Right.
Regis and Kelly.
Ma'am.
Kelly and Regis.
Right,
ma'am, what do we do for a living? You, I mean. What do you do for a living?
Oh, you're using the royal way.
Yeah.
I'm a real estate agent.
I see. You like to deal with people? Like people to deal with you? Is that your first choice?
Rob, how was your weekend, Rob?
Oh, it was great.
Wow. Hey. Have you made it with the rental king? Who's the guy from American?
King of real estate.
I fire a gun.
Now,
that guy with those eyebrows that will not stop. What is his name?
Bite me, your majesty.
Peter Gallagher.
Peter Gallagher.
That's the guy.
The guy's on the OC as well.
That is great.
This lady could be on that show.
Okay, Rob, get out of here.
Wow.
Hello, Donna Mike show.
I don't care for her.
Hello.
I don't see it.
Hello, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello?
It's another lady, I think. You are on the air. Hello.
Hello?
Hi.
Yes, go ahead, ma'am.
Anne Hayes. Does she have a smaller chest than Kelly Ripa?
No. I've seen
Anne Hayes has some chesticles.
I've seen Anne Hayes. You want to check out Anne Hayes? She's done nude scenes, but I'll show in that super movie Six Days and Seven Nights,
right,
with Harrison Ford. She's walking around in a bikini top.
And the cool thing with Anne Hayes is they're alien breasts.
Celestia, right? You can also see a lot of her in a bra in the Psycho remake.
Hello, okay. Donna Mike show.
I believe Celine Dion's flatter than.
Yeah, you know, now that would be a good contest to see who's flatter, Celine Dion or Kelly Ripa. I might have to go with Celine Dion.
Kelly's prettier.
Yeah, that's true.
But then John from the production just said Gwen Stefani. Is Gwen Stefani flat?
Yeah, but not that. She's
flat.
Not Kelly Ripa.
No,
flat.
All right. I'd have to say Gwen Stefani's the best of those.
Mm-hmm.
Gwen Stefani gets the Rudy bra, the A-.
Right, Rudy Marsky. And Rudy Marsky's got a bigger chest than all these women.
And beautiful, and those are real.
Did you see the video of Christian Slater being taken away in handcuffs?
I did not.
And I love they're referring to him now as Party Boy. Party Boy Christian Slater.
Tough to throw that off.
Last night he got bombed and grabbed a woman's ass. And he got arrested. And anyway, who cares about that? Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes. Hold on a second. This is from People Magazine. I love it when I think I'm right about something. I said a month and a half ago, this thing is fake. They did a People Magazine poll, even after they were on Oprah's show, when they were jumping up and down. 63% of the hunyaks that read People, and these are the dumbest people that we have walking among us.
Yes.
These are the people that drive the Honda Elements.
Right.
These are the people that love sitting at the Jack in the Box and have no problem for 10 minutes with. These are the worst members of our society.
They've already owned and sold a minivan, at least one.
Even these bottom feeders, you are People Magazine subscribers.
Mm-hmm.
63% of them say that this is a stunt.
Yeah.
By Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes.
But aren't they engaged now?
Yes, you're right, Rob. Everybody that reads People Magazine watches According to Jim.
That's right. And loves it.
They are not, Mike, they're not engaged yet. Okay. That's the big rumor.
Yeah.
That rumor will keep going until the world opens and her movie opens.
All right. And I know it sounds like this is the Hollywood corner, but are Nick and Jessica divorcing? Is that a lock? I mean, I don't know whether it's true or not.
I just saw some new very hot photos of her.
She's incredible.
Washing the General Lee.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And she's just on an incredible upward curve.
Such a tool.
He's such a dork. You know, I watched that horrible special when they went overseas.
Oh, Nick and Jessica Salute Our Troops?
It was so horrible, but he is such a load. She at least is something to look at, and you just see him with... Ooh, hey, honey.
Who's a bigger load? Nick or Kevin Federline? And now they're totally, you know, one's dressed up and cleaned up and likes to think he's smart, and the other one's just a dirty booger eater.
Well, the thing is, you have to analyze the guy based on the hotness of his woman. And because Brittany has fallen off that now.
Let's just, these guys.
You're making it very difficult.
And it's not which one is hotter.
Homo.
It's which one is the biggest...
The biggest load?
Dirtbag load loser.
Oh, it's got to be Federline.
Federline, yeah. Sure.
I disagree.
You think Nick is more of a load?
Sure.
Nick is...
Just because a guy wears a lot of cologne and gets his hair cut fancy.
I'm talking about, when you're talking about load, you're talking about freeloader. And I'll tell you, I think Kevin Federline is much more of a freeloader.
Okay.
At least Nick Lachey, you have to agree he had a career prior
smarter?
To Jessica.
Who's smarter?
Oh, boy.
I would have to go with Federline.
Smarter?
Smarter than Lachey.
No, I've seen him interviewed.
Okay.
Lachey wins.
Hello, Don and Mike, Joe Keith.
See, now I find I'm loving him.
Hello, Keith.
I think I got a woman for you for your Kelly Ripa chart. It's probably got small. How about Paula Poundstone, not by design?
Paula Poundstone's a man.
Yeah. But she was here in the studio, and I peeked. That's a lot of duct tape. Underneath that shirt and tie.
Yeah.
Underneath that shirt and tie.
Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, how are you doing?
Okay, my friend.
Hey, I would just like to compliment you on the Don and Mike store. I am sporting the Ron Mexico shirt as we speak.
There you go.
Well, it's a great buy.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you for the fake call.
Buy merchandise.
It's real nice we worked that one in.
No Bermuda prices there.
Nobody noticed that. That was like a call about our website and the store. We snuck it right in. Hello, Don and Mike.